The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Hey, Bill. It's Dave. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Dave. What's on your mind?
Hey, look, I don't know if you caught it. I'm guessing you might have. But there was a smaller micro example of this that popped up in the news this week about this longshoreman strike. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you heard the comments and saw the video of the guy, the thug, really, who runs that union. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, in which I'm going to break you. We're going to break you.
But I caught something else out of that, Bill.
Yeah?
Okay, so again, here are these longshoremen. I have nothing against longshoremen, okay? Here are these longshoremen slogging it out. They're on strike. And then who do you have at the top? You have this guy. He's a thug. He makes $900,000 a year.
Lives in a mansion.
7,000 square foot mansion.
Yep.
He drives a Bentley. You know, and again, that's why this whole theory of equity is a complete joke. But that's what communism and socialism are built on, equity. And it's a joke. There's always going to be somebody, you know, at the top. Because again, people will work toward their own self-interest. That's not greed. This is the way life is. So I caught that. And then the other thing I'll say about, you know, I'll comment about what you just said is, I think the difference is that if you look at like Nazi Germany, if you look at, Russia, the thing that stands out to me is that the first thing they did was take away their guns. Okay, and those people were basically unarmed. And I think that right now that's the big difference in America. They know that. They don't like it. But that will be when the rubber really meets the road.
And that's also why the system, especially in Oregon as an example, continues to war against this. They know that. Because what essentially an armed society allows people to do, Dave, is to say no and really mean it and be able to enforce it.
Well, that's what our country is based on.
Yeah.
There's no American Revolution without guns and ammo and bullets, you know, and you're right. And so if you go back up to 30,000 feet for a little bit, I'm older, obviously, but I'm constantly amazed at how we've just dumbed down our society. And it's been going on for decades now to where people will just, you know, they'll just fall in line. They're just like, oh, yeah, Kamala Harris, she's great. Yeah, I'm going to vote for her.
Dave, we've been talking about this, and it's our job to try to educate it and to educate folks about this. And the fact that you even have Kamala Harris within striking distance, to think that they're even within striking distance of running what used to be the representative republic that the world was envied, that the envy of the world here, that they are even within striking distance shows how far we have decayed. And I'm just hoping we don't have to ride it all the way down, you know?
Yeah, it's chilling. I mean, again, this is another kind of a marker, if you will, of socialism. You know, when the last time she ran for president, maybe 2% of the country supported her. Mm-hmm. She never got a vote. She never got a vote this time. The elites just plopped her in there. And overnight, she's like the darling of all these people. And it's like, what has she ever done? What votes has she ever gotten? And it's chilling. You're right. It's completely,
Yeah, it's a fake job is what it is, all right? I guess really at this point, thank you for the call, David. Maybe we have to use critical for another word. You know, we talked about critical culture, critical DEI theory, critical climate theory, critical river theory in the case of the Rogue. I think you could apply critical dam theory to the Klamath, really, for that example. Oh, the dam's destroying the fish. Of course, the dams gave us the beneficial use of water and cooled the water to actually protect the fish. We know that. But remember, the point is never the fish. The point is the revolution. And what is the revolution? Whatever it takes to destroy Southern Oregon. And that's where the Greens come in place. And where this whole critical theory. And, you know, and by the way, my friend Ed, Mr. X, just text messaged me and says, yeah, Bill, here's another one of those statements there. Best available science. Best available science. That's the other term that is used a lot from these people that supports the predetermined outcome. Good point, Ed, and I appreciate you making that. 10 after 8. Our castle trainers with- Gregory Wrightstone's a geologist and executive director of the CO2 Coalition in Arlington, Virginia. He's a best-selling author of A Very Convenient Warming, How Modest Warming and More CO2 Are Benefiting Humanity. And, Greg, we welcome you back. Now, you've been hanging out in your Florida home recently. And how'd you end up surviving the hurricane in your neighborhood?
Well, of course, we were to the east of the main hurricane itself. But a lot, the odd thing to me, I'd never ridden out a hurricane before, was very little rainfall where we were along that western coast of Florida. The big center of all the rain went up and made landfall farther north of us. But very high winds. Our home, luckily, was spared any flooding, but you don't have to go too far from where I am right now to find just devastation. And it's, again, this isn't, these are homes that have been flooded under 4, 5, 6 feet of water. And in fact, we have our longtime bookkeeper for the CO2 Coalition. Her home was destroyed, both vehicles. She was absolutely distraught.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is we started a GoFundMe campaign on Tuesday, and in 2 days we've raised over $30,000 for her. So it makes you kind of feel good. She's at least helped one person out like that. And so we weathered the storm again. It was high winds. We were very, very fortunate. But this was cool. To say it was unusual for Tampa Bay is not an understatement. Everybody brags up until this storm that Tampa Bay always avoids the hurricanes. They didn't in this case.
Yeah. Gregory, I wanted to talk about this because hurricanes were part of the vice presidential debate this week, and there were all sorts of things. It was a 3-1, and I didn't want to make this a political thing, but CBS News did with the way they conducted this. And I know in the presidential debate, Norah O'Donnell, one of the moderators, ended up tossing out there, I think it was, scientists say climate change makes these hurricanes larger, stronger, and more deadly because of the historic rainfall. And then she ends up asking everybody about, or both of the candidates about this. And is this true, though? This is what I'm trying to find out because there...
It's categorically false. It is, and it's not just me saying it. It's the real experts on this at NASA, at NOAA, which is the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration. It's the UN government's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. All agree with me that there has been no increase in number, actually the decline, and there's been no intensification on a century-long scale. You know, we do have trends in hurricanes where you go several years with more than normal and several years with much fewer than normal. Until recently, we had a 12-year drought of a major landfalling hurricane, that major being Category 3 or above. And even this year, although this doesn't feel like it, we're actually quite below the average number of hurricanes.
Huh.
But you won't hear that on the mainstream news. NOAA, back in, I believe, April or May, they forecasted this was going to be the highest number of storms ever. It just hasn't played out. We're still in hurricane season, so it's likely we'll see another hurricane or two.
Mm-hmm.
And also on the nightly news, I heard that the fatalities are one of the deadliest storms ever. Well, it is pretty deadly, but it doesn't crack the top 15 in hurricane mortality that we've seen. I'm not even sure if it gets to the top 20. It's still bad.
Oh yeah, it's a horrible tragedy. I guess the point being though is that yeah, we still have bad storms. We probably have less loss of life overall because we do a much better job. I think because of better communication, we know what's coming. More than we once did.
Well,
I guess if you go back,
that's kind of true, but it's not entirely true.
No,
because no one could forecast the amount of rainfall that hit Western North Carolina, in that area up into West Virginia, and it was just a perfect path for the storm. Because I know you're knowledgeable about this, but as storms and and hurricanes move higher in elevation, they dump more water. And that's exactly what we saw here, is that hurricane went up into the mountains. It naturally, the amount of water in the hurricane and in the atmosphere can't hold it anymore. So it comes down as rainfall, which is what it did.
And then, of course, you have the hydrology aspect of it, right? Because you have very mountainous community, and then with a ton of rain, and then you have the the rapid buildup of flooding because of the racing water, just the elevation, the steepness of where the water is having to go. Is that the way to look at that?
Yeah, and if you look at Asheville, there's been a lot of talk about just unprecedented. It is not unprecedented. They don't happen very often, floods like this. But in both 1916 and 1940, Asheville experienced an even bigger flood than what they saw this time.
Really?
Absolutely. You should see the pictures. I've got them. I'll send them to you. It was pretty bad. I don't think the people of Asheville or that area of North Carolina ever, how could you expect to have something like this? Just the right path of the storm hitting just the right mountainous areas to drop, unload its load of water. I'm looking at a chart right now, Bill, of landfalling hurricanes. This goes back to 1850. Hurricanes and tornadoes, long-term recognition is difficult before the satellite era of the late 1970s, early 1980s. Taking data back to 1850 is a little bit dicey, because you would have storms that rise up out in the ocean and then dissipate, and we never knew they existed. But we can tell in the United States, we know every single landfalling hurricane that's ever hit the United States, not ever, but since 1850 on. And the reason is, they're pretty hard to miss. If a hurricane made landfall anywhere along the Atlantic seaboard or the Gulf of Mexico, it was recorded and we know about it. So we're very accurate. We can take that back. And what we find is landfalling hurricanes have actually been in decline. And if you look at the major hurricanes, and that's Cat 3, 4, and 5, they also have been in decrease. You would ask about the intensity.
Yes.
And I will say Nora O'Donnell, in just a few seconds that she had, she got a lot of things really wrong. They should have fact-checked her. So if you look at intensity, again, NASA, NOAA, the UN, IPCC, all agree that the intensity is not increasing. Christopher Landsea, isn't that a great name for a hurricane expert? The last name of Landsea.
Landsea? Oh, you got to love that. It's ironic.
Landsea, almost as good as a geologist named Wrightstone.
Yeah.
But I digress. But according to him, he's since resigned his post. And he was their hurricane expert. And according to him, one of his last reports and studies, he said that intensity may have increased by 1%. Well, think about that. Would you know the difference if you were in Apalachicola or wherever? Would you know the difference between 130 and 131 miles per hour? Yeah, I don't think so. So the number we know and the intensity are just again, this is not me saying that. I'm using their data from government institutions to say that no, hurricane numbers are not increasing and the intensity is not increasing. That's a good thing.
Gregory Wrightstone, geologist, of course, executive director of the CO2 Coalition, and his book is A Very Convenient Warming, How Modest Warming and More CO2 Are Actually Benefiting Humanity. Now, how does warming make the storms more violent or less violent, or does it matter or depend on where you are? Is there a way to look at that through the weather and geologic record?
The geologic record, it's really dicey. We really can't tell much about hurricanes going into the rock record. I'm looking at another chart here that goes back to 1750, of the University of Mexico study, and they also catalog that there's been a decline in hurricanes over the last several hundred years, not an increase. And so there have been a lot of claims that warming of the oceans will cause more, but it's just not showing up in the data. I'm a data guy. I'm data driven. I want to look at the science. But they're using models, climate models that fail miserably to predict, obviously, heat waves, droughts, more hurricanes. It's not showing up in the data. Heat waves are declining. Hurricanes are declining, and droughts are definitely have been declining globally. These are all good things. And I capture that in my new book. And in my new book, I expose what I call the greatest untold story of the 21st century. And that untold story is one of the thriving of Earth's ecosystems and accruing the benefits of that to humanity. The human condition's improving because of modest warming and more CO2. It's something we should all celebrate.
But of course, your work then runs
untold story.
Yeah, your work runs right directly opposed then to the, you know, the revolution, as it were. And frankly, the climate change revolution or the climate change racket, whatever you want to call it, is based on taking everything about Western civilization and destroying it on this altar. I mean, would you agree on that? You know, essentially, what's going on here?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And they point to extinctions, for example. And I agree with the UN that the greatest risk for endangered species is loss of habitat. What's their solution? Destroy more habitat. Pave over thousands of square miles with solar panel, industrial scale. Don't call them farms, by the way.
Yeah.
Industrial scale solar facilities. Cut down mature trees to put up wind turbines on mountains and ridgetops. Cut down mature forests in North Carolina. Turn them into wood pellets and ship them to the United Kingdom, where they'll be used to fire instead of coal, to use them instead of coal, and they call that green. So looks like they want to destroy the planet and the environment in order to save the environment. Well, I say no, thank you. Not me, not the CO2 coalition. We don't support that one little bit.
A very convenient warming, how modest warming and more CO2 are benefiting humanity. Gregory Whitestone, once again, geologist and executive director of the CO2 Coalition. And I think it's just pretty simple to find that, just co2coalition.org. Isn't that the case?
That is. And in the new book, you could just search for convenient warming, just those two words.
Mm-hmm.
The next time we're on, I really would like to share with you, you know, we're launching an educational initiative. We're doing books, videos, and lesson plans promoting true science without climate alarmism.
Boy, I'll tell you, you have some business that needs done here in the state of Oregon, because everything about the current state curriculum is all down the Marxism side of things, Gregory. Really is. And you got a lot of work to do here.
40, it's not just Oregon. It's 48 of the 50 states do not include the scientific method in their scientific teaching. We've just added North Carolina last year because of our efforts, and I'm proud of that. We're starting a bigger initiative.
Oh, so in other words, you're calling for the scientific method to come back. And in other words, you use the scientific method, which means you have to have evidence and you have to be able to repeat it. It's not about political consensus, because science is not political consensus. It just isn't.
No, it's not. It is not. And they tried out this consensus science, and they're proud of it. The quotes that I love, of course, Michael Crichton famously stated that science is not consensus. Consensus is not science. And Richard Feynman, the famed Nobel laureate physicist, my favorite quote from him is, "I would rather have questions that can't be answered than answers that can't be questioned."
And there's a lot of answers that can't be questioned. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I will have you back. I'll talk with Sutton and get you booked up, and we'll have you bring back. And I'd like to hear more about that educational initiative next time. All right, Gregory? Thank you so much.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Gregory Wrightstone, once again, A Very Convenient Warming. Name of the book. Just search for that. 829 at KMED.
We're here with Susan, who had her well drilled by Clouser Drilling. Susan, what made you choose Clouser?
I checked around town, asked friends of mine who they had used, and Clouser came up every time, A number one, from realtors to actual residences.
And what stood out to you?
Everything, frankly. From when they first arrived, locating the water, walking the property, the site selection. They were very methodical, very careful. I was impressed with their entire approach.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Confused about Medicare Advantage plans?
Sweeping changes to Medicare are coming next year due to the Inflation Reduction Act. You're invited to the Medicare Advantage Fair on Tuesday, October 8th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Medford Armory, hosted by Futurity First. Medicare's annual election period starts October 15th. Beware of call centers and advertising offering plans that aren't available in our area. This event offers Medicare Advantage plans for Josephine and Jackson counties, featuring WellCare, Atrio, United Healthcare, Regents, Aetna, and AllCare, and is hosted by Futurity First, your one stop for retirement needs. The Medicare Advantage Fair at the Medford Armory on Tuesday, October 8th from 9 to 3 with breakout sessions each hour from 10 to 2. Plus, the VA will have a session at noon for veterans benefits. Get answers about the changes from local providers and get accurate information to choose the right plan. Visit MedicareMadeForYou.org or call 541-973-2100, extension 3 for more information.
The Rogue Gardener is sponsored by Grange Co-op. And remember, use the right tool for the job.
The Dirt Devil has a little plastic spout that folds down, and it'll go right in the blossoms and get the bugs without damaging the blossoms.
I know they're not so high-powered because every time I try to use one on my truck's upholstery, it never gets any dirt out, but I bet it would get a bug.
It gets bugs. It's a real handy tool.
Catch the Rogue Gardener live Saturdays 10 to noon, Sunday morning encore at 9 on KMED.
The people of Iran should know Israel stands with you.
When important people speak.
Both of the events, they were really miracles.
When events need attention.
If the Israelis decide to enter by land, the resistance forces are ready for a ground engagement.
When the concern.
Hurricane Helene ravaged North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida.
We're not talking about politics now. We have to all get together and get this solved.
Becomes the outrageous.
Has accused you of ignoring the disaster.
It's on News Talk 106.3 KMED.
This is the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED. Got something on your mind? Give Bill a shout at 541-770-5633. 770-KMED.
Diana Anderson. Diana, we've talked to you several times over the years. You've been putting on some of those events. By the way, do you have any of those additional anti-communism, you know, events that, like what you were putting on a couple of weeks ago. By the way, how did the future of food go, by the way? How did that work?
It went really well. The audience was great and so attentive. They stayed almost 2.5 hours. I think I'm going to go. I do have one coming up in November, but I think I'm going to schedule a few more. I want to get the point over to voters that silence breeds consent,
mm-hmm.
even in law. I mean, there's an old Latin phrase that even has been used for centuries.
Well, you know, Mr. X, who I have on the show quite often, you know, the community researcher, you know, doing the same kind of yeoman's work like you're doing in different arenas, says this quite often too. Your silence ends up being your consent to the rackets and going on around us, right?
Yeah, the progressives. I mean, even at the United Nations and other meetings, similar global meetings, when they get together, if someone doesn't object, then they just assume that you agree with them, and they'll even, you know, mark it down as consensus then. But I wanted to follow up on the gentleman that was just on.
Yeah, that was Gregory Wrightstone, the geologist and part of the CO2 coalition.
I imagine he's put a lot of work and research into this. But in my book, because I talk about education and the fact that they do not use scientific
scientific method, yeah.
To go about it. Well, they like to call it probabilism. In other words, it's the theory of probability that's more likely to occur. So you take a lot of computer models, put all the information together, people sit back and, you know, they go ahead and decide, well, this is climate change based on a computer model.
And look how they're doing the same thing with the fire mapping, right? You know about that. Right. The fire mapping. Yeah. It's not about real science. It's about, well, our fire modeling software is the probabilityism that you were talking about.
Yeah. Right.
Interesting. Exactly. You can see the same kind of false science being pushed in multiple multiple venues here in Southern Oregon or in the state of Oregon.
Oh, yes. There's some even science, pseudoscience based on feeling, you know, intuition, not scientific method, mm-hmm. you know, which is real scary because then you just ask, well, what do you think? Well, whatever you think or your opinion is, then to them, if it sounds good or if it's politically correct, it becomes fact. You know, it's just...
But it's, once again, indicative. And by the way, Diana's book is Who Made American Schools Marxist Training Centers? And you put that out like a year or two ago. Is that still available on Amazon, on the printed copy when you need it?
Or? Amazon or Barnes & Noble mm-hmm. or several different websites will have it available for people.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely a deep dive. A deep dive. Of course, so was that other book from the, who was the Charlotte Iserbeat when she did that, The Dumbing Down of America.
Years ago, I belonged to a national research group, and we were all anxious for Charlotte to bring out her book. And she once in a while would email all of us because the whole idea was to get in groups or you could take off on your own and do research and answer questions that came across the radio stations or in education departments in the United States.
Yeah.
So I worked on that for 3 years. But Charlotte's book is the best prelude to understand how, especially in Oregon, how they purposely decided to dummy down American school children.
And the stories are out today about how not much has improved in the public school system either, which I'm not surprised. I think that's part of the plan. But the other thing that we have to remember when you're dealing with, communism, Marxism, you know, these ideologies, is that what we think of what points they're trying to make are not the points. The point's always the revolution, right?
Oh, yes. In Los Angeles, the Democratic Socialists of Los Angeles, and there's one for also Portland. If you get online and go to their website and look at their platform, it is completely mirrors. It's exactly the copy of what you're hearing now, mm-hmm. especially in neighborhood planning, because they had a plan, PLAN, down there, and it was headed by a Zarzynski guy, and he was head of the Democratic Socialists of Los Angeles. So... that you put it all together. I've been researching more into why does the city of Medford want to take into an accounting of all public and private preschools? Well, you go to the Democratic Socialists of America, and they want to make sure that we have a universal pre-kindergarten program. Mm-hmm. And then Head Start and Montessori, Reggio, some of those are more private. You might call them private, but they're international, like Montessori was. And they believe in freeing the child, let him or be independent of any authority figures. Play is trumps any academic learning. You know, all those different things right there. Well, let's get rid of scientific method. We don't need that either. Mm-hmm. We just let the kids go out there and take a jar of water out into the stream and look at it under a microscope.
Yeah, and everything is designed ultimately to destroy Western civilization. And that's it. It's all part of the same fetid brew, okay? All right. Hey, thanks for weighing in on that talk with Gregory Wrightstone. All right. And when you're ready to do some more of your events, make sure and get back in touch. Okay, Diana?
Okay, I will. All right. Thank you so much.
It's 20 before 9. This is KMED 99.3 KBXG.
At Pressure Point Roofing, your home is our passion. From your initial call to completing your project to standing behind the work we've done, we strive for excellence in every aspect of the job. For over 35 years, we've been your go-to roofing professionals every step of the way. Living in this community means we see you every day at the gas station, the store, and Little League games. Doing the job right for you and our community is important to us. Choose Pressure Point Roofing for a job done with care and integrity. Visit PressurePointRoofing.com today. Pressure Point Roofing, your roof, our passion.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit ValleyViewNursery.com. They're closer than you think.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. The Oregon State Marine Board held a heated discussion in Medford on a move by environmentalists and riverfront property owners to ban jet boats and other powered watercraft on the Rogue River from Gold Ray Dam to Lost Creek Reservoir. The board has the option to adopt the ban, modify it, or leave things as they are. Rogue Jet Boat Adventures owner Tyler Grimes claims misinformation and propaganda have led to the rule change petition. Supporters say the boats are bad for spawning salmon, other fish, and fishermen. Firefighters continue to battle the Tiger Creek fire east of Milton Freewater in northeastern Oregon. It started as a prescribed burn Monday, and wind pushed the flames well over the established perimeter. A New York man is sentenced to 15 years in federal prison for sexually abusing a Southern Oregon child he met on an online video game. 26-year-old Brent Johnson Jr. traveled to Oregon where he sexually abused the child and recorded it on video. I'm Bill London. KMED News.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is sponsored by Fontana Roofing. For roofing, gutters, and sheet metal services, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
Rule number one, if you're looking to sell a home, choose a local real estate agent. Hey, it's Lars. And why? It starts with an overall knowledge of the area. But even more importantly, a local agent is a friend and neighbor who cares about the community just as much as you do. In the Medford area, that'd be my good friend Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty. Jared's a native of the Pacific Northwest, and his wife, Colette, is a former Oregon Young Mother of the Year. The Hokansons love Southern Oregon so much, they decided to raise their family there. If you're thinking of selling, Jared Hokanson guarantees to sell your home. And if he can't get it sold at a price and deadline you both agree to, Jared will buy it himself. Some restrictions do apply. Find out what your property is worth for free and instantly. 541-772-SOLD.com. Call Jared today at 541-772-SOLD. That's 541-772-7653. Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty.
If you haven't picked up your copy of Bicoastal Media's 2024 Best of Southern Oregon magazine presented by Dusty's Transmissions, you can pick up a copy at many locations, including Food for Less, Sherm's Thunderbird Market, Dairy Queen on Biddle Road, Albertsons on West Main, The Point in Central Point, Holiday Jewelry, Organic Elements Spa, and Edenvale Winery. You can also visit bestofsouthernoregon.com to view the magazine online and see Southern Oregon's best suppliers of goods and services. That's bestofsouthernoregon.com.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or diabetes, you're at higher risk of being hospitalized from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
It's the Bill Myers Show on KMED, Southern Oregon's place to talk.
844. Open for business now. And a big friend of the show back in here. And it's been a few months since we've had the pleasure of talking with Steve Johnson. Steve Johnson, the goldsmith. And, of course, we know you over from Quick Fix in the Rogue Valley Mall. But now you have something new, which is starting today, right?
Yes, it is. It's brand new. It's called Gem Source. And what it is some friends of mine were retiring, or actually retired from the jewelry business, and they said, Steve, would you sell some of our stuff for us? You know, we've got all the stuff left over in the safe. And I said, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. And then I saw how much of it there was, and I realized that there was no way to do it in Quick Fix. But this gave me an opportunity to do something that I've been wanting to do for a long time, which is to provide a jewelry store with a shopper's paradise attitude. Hmm. You can come in, you can sit down, you can relax, we can talk about what you're after. If you want to have it custom made, we can do that. If it requires a CAD CAM, well, I've got somebody standing by in Chicago to do whatever CAD CAM work we need. This is a global world, so we got to do it that way.
All right, so let me just understand this then. With GemSource, now, Quick Fix is in the Rogue Valley Mall.
That's right.
And that's just outside of Macy's.
That's correct.
And where is GemSource in relationship with... Because I don't think this is replacing Quick Fix, or is it?
No, it's not.
Okay, so Quick Fix will continue to be there.
It will.
For repairs and various other things that you're doing to repair
jewelry. GemSource is on the other side of the hallway. So as you come out of Macy's, the first place you'll see lit up is the GemSource, and then there's a hallway leading to the offices and that kind of thing.
Got it.
And then Quick Fix is right next door to that.
Okay, so you're opening this today, right?
Yes, the ribbon cutting ceremony is at 11 a.m.
Okay, on a wing and a prayer, right?
That's right.
Okay, so what makes this different from, let's say, your everyday jewelry store then? What makes you different, Ed? Because I'm already hearing it sounds more like you're almost a custom clearinghouse of some sort. Is that a good way of looking at it that way?
Well, that's a good way to put it. We have in the merchandise that we're going to be selling for our friends, and it's not going to be on display today. Today, I have a good friend by the name of Robert Moran, who is a gem dealer, and he's one of the finest. And he's bringing some of the finest. And so all of his goods are going to be on display. Plus the fact that we're short 4 showcases that are still being built.
So you're still putting this together as we speak.
That's
then.
Right.
Okay.
That's right, as we speak. But he's going to have his merchandise in there, and he's going to be with us for 4 days. And the whole idea is for us to present what we can do and how we go about doing it. I've been at this for a very, very long time. And the reality is, if you want something, if you can imagine something, if I can't find it, it doesn't exist. But I can build it for you.
And that is the design desk of this part. So
exactly.
This is something which is different from, or an expansion, I guess, on maybe what you were doing over at Quick Fix.
And right.
Once again, Quick Fix in the Rogue Valley Mall, still going to be there. But
that's right.
But when you're talking about GemSource, this sounds like this is going to be a whole other level of service then.
Yes, it will be. And an interesting aspect of that is that we're going to have a school for goldsmiths in the back room. So we're in the process of putting that together. We're discussing how we're going to go about doing that with the state. But currently we have 5 apprentices working in Quick Fix. And they're working.
And you supervise them, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what an apprenticeship is about. Mm-hmm. It's hands-on learning, but in the process of hands-on learning is the direction for not just how to do it, but the right way to do it and why to do it the right way. So there's a lot more to an apprenticeship than just attending class and getting a certificate.
This is really interesting. Kind of. So this is a training, a training center, and
yep.
also a full-blown business. And
that's right.
The public ends up being the winner, I think.
I think so.
Out of this.
That's
right?
What we're hoping.
Yeah, and what do you think you're going to be able to bring to the Rogue Valley that hasn't really been brought or done before through this method of GemSource?
I think the truth of it is not that it couldn't be done before, but just that no one's done it. The idea is that we have the ability to go beyond just finding something in a showcase or finding something in a catalog. We can find something. Let me take it this way.
Okay.
Most of the pieces that I have built over the last 50 years, and you can see a portfolio of them.
And by the way, Steve Johnson of the Goldsmiths, you know the Goldsmith, Steve the Goldsmith, you have just a stellar reputation on your design skills. And
Thank you.
We've been talking about this. And, you know, given how big your fingers are, I'm amazed you're able to do such dainty work. But
tweezers.
Is that what it is? Huh? Yeah.
But the way that we have created these things is people inherit things. We have heirlooms. The most valuable pieces we ever work on are the things that people have inherited, and they bring in these precious treasures to us for us to refurbish them. Or sometimes refurbishing is not the answer because it's just not their style. So we I'm kind of like the police artist, you know, his eyes were a little closer together than that or or whatever. So I kind of rummage around in their head and find out what it is that really appeals to them. And then in the process of doing that, we sketch until we find the style. Then we carve a wax model so they can actually see it three-dimensionally, put it on their hand. And then once that's all approved, then the piece is created. But by the time we get to the point where I turn it into metal and set the stones in it, they know as well as I do what the piece is going to look like.
Yeah.
And that's the key.
And let's be honest, I think a lot of times in the traditional jewelry center, it's like, well, it's either in the case or it's in the catalog or it doesn't exist, right?
Right.
This is what's very different from GemSource, right?
Exactly. And then in addition to that, say, for instance, I had a lady come in yesterday who had a very unique earring, and I emphasize earring because there was only one, because she lost the other one. And the stone was a very unique cut. And so we, fortunately, have a gem cutter who can cut a very unique cut. And we can find a piece of rough that is precisely the color and clarity of the stone that she lost. And we can replace that. And I've done that for insurance companies for years. I have recreated pieces from faded photographs of two hands on a Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not a question of, can you do it? But it's a question of, are you willing to work hard enough to do it?
And this is harder work.
Yes.
This is harder work than just opening up a catalog.
A long ways.
All right. But on the other hand, the satisfaction and the meaning of a piece that you end up crafting for people, along with your apprentices and all the other people involved, and the gem cutters and all these other people, it's kind of like the Steve Johnson network. Then, right? It's kind of like the network of artisans in many ways.
Yeah, very much so.
All right. So this starts today, 11 o'clock, ribbon cutting. And is there anything that people, what are they going to find when they pop over to GemSource today and over for
today,
the next few days?
Because
you're still putting this together. Okay.
Yeah, we're still putting this together. So they're going to find a lovely collection of colored stones, sapphires and rubies and that kind of thing. And they're going to have an opportunity to take a look at the way that we're going to go about doing things. One of the things that we can do now that I wasn't able to do in the past was, as I sketch a design, it will appear on the flat screen behind me.
This is the design desk.
This is the design desk.
Right.
They can see their piece being designed as it's being done. And then we'll have a microscope. Now, that's not here yet either, but when it gets here, we'll be able to show them.
Yeah, you know what happened? It was that three-day dock workers strike. It's sitting on a truck someplace down in Los Angeles.
That's about it.
Yeah.
You know, along with our refrigerator.
Really? The refrigerator?
Really.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, I am going to have an ice chest with ice and cold bottled water, though. We will have that.
All right. Very good. So all of this will be, like I said, it's a work in progress, but celebrate the kickoff then of GemSource is what you're hoping people will do. Stop by the Rogue Valley Mall. And this is near Quick Fix Jewelry, a door or two over?
Right next door, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's a hallway between us.
And is this is lower level, right?
Yes, the bottom floor.
Bottom floor, you walk outside of the Macy's lower level into the mall, and then on the right-hand side, you'll see Quick Fix near the end, and then GemSource. Before that,
that's the first thing you'll see out there. That's the first thing you'll see.
Normal hours that the mall is operating, everything
11
else?
11 to 7, 7 days a week.
Sounds like you're going to be a very busy person, especially as we're heading into the holiday season.
Yes.
Good time to do this, okay?
Yes, it is a good time to do it.
All right. I'll get your information up there. And, Steve, thank you so much for dropping by, okay?
My pleasure, Bill. Okay. Thank you.
Always great having you on. Good to have you as a friend of the show. And that is, once again, Gem Source, Rogue Valley Mall, 854, and you're on KMED.
Moving Out, this 1977 pop classic by Billy Joel, is about pursuing a brighter future and could also be your reaction when you see cracks in walls and ceilings, sloping floors, and unlevel door jams. Mallette Construction can fix your foundation, re-level your home, and correct the unstable ground that's causing the damage. So who needs a house out in Hackensack? Get your current home on solid ground by calling Mallette Construction for a free estimate. Visit MalletteConstruction.com. CCB number 32787.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is celebrating its 20-year anniversary as the Rogue Valley's car, truck, Jeep, and SUV accessory upfit headquarters. Specializing in spray-on bedliners, vehicle undercoating, tonneau covers, and the largest selection of fiberglass, commercial, and metal canopies in the area. Running boards, Nerf bars, bumpers, winches, and LED lighting are also on the menu, along with hitches, decked drawer systems, and bed slides, too. Come see Oregon Truck and Auto Authority today and get your vehicle ready for your next adventure.
Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Deborah.
And this is our TimberTech story. We built the TimberTech deck. The deck floats into the landscape and looks like real wood. We did it all ourselves.
It was fun to just kind of figure it out, and we're still married.
Still married. TimberTech lets us enjoy a space and an experience that we couldn't ever enjoy before.
Feels like a new lease on our house. It's like a really special place in the yard now.
The Hughes Lumber TimberTech sale is going on now. Come in soon.
Hi, I'm Lisa with Kelly's Automotive Service, and I'm on KMED.
856 KMED, KMED HD1 Eagle Point Medford, KPXG Grants Pass. I'll hit the phones, see what's going on. Because Find Your Phone Friday is drawing to a close here shortly. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Good morning, Bill. This is Todd, and I'd like to close out the week by thanking you for getting rid of Fox Radio News on your top and bottom of the hour.
Oh yeah.
I was driving around yesterday, listening to a radio station that had Fox on there, and they were absolutely giddy with delight that Liz Cheney was traveling with Harris in Wisconsin promoting her. And this is what Fox described Liz Cheney as a prominent member of the Republican Party. She was censored by the Republican Party for her Nancy Pelosi collaboration on January 6th investigations. And she was primaried 2 years ago by the Republican Party in Wyoming. She was tossed out of office on her ear.
Well, you know, that just astounds me. You know, a lot of people complained when I ended up, dumping Fox a number of years ago after the 2020 election, because I said I was detecting the bias. And let me tell you, it's very difficult to find. And it's like I don't even want necessarily conservative news. I'm just begging and trying to find the news that is not openly hostile to everything that we're talking about. And that just astounds me that they would do that. On Fox News, on the radio. Astounding.
Yes, SRN's not perfect, but they're an infinite improvement. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you very much for noticing, too. Wow, that's something. Let me go to line two. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
Good morning. This is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind?
Well, the other day I happened to stumble into President Biden doing a little clip. Apparently he was talking to a gun people thing. And he was saying how ridiculous it was for them to make the argument that their little AK-47s and stuff would be adequate to overthrow the government, because that's what he was saying that they claimed.
Yeah.
The Second Amendment was for, that people against the government. And he was saying, they don't have F-15s, we do, they don't have a chance.
Yeah, that was a famous quote of him a while back, but you don't think that holds water?
Well, the thing of it is, if you don't have F-16s, you can't be an insurrection. So they didn't have any F-15s at the Capitol.
That's another way of looking at that, Jerry. I appreciate the call. You have a good weekend. You'll be
you
okay?
Too.
All right. It's 8:59 and change. This is the Bill Myers Show. Email Bill at BillMyersShow.com. We'll talk again on Monday.